Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett at Spirit, but on Twitter, the Riverland Roofing Studios, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. This is the little house behind me, right beside my little Knicks ring there. He's Zach Berry. Uh-oh. We got to take him out. Let's take Zach out. Hold on. What is going on here? It's still going, y'all. All right, Zach, you take over as I figure out what's going on. This is a recruiting version. I'll be.
Morning, everybody. How we doing? We got National Signing Day tomorrow, starting probably as early as 6 a.m., 7 a.m. local time. That's Central Standard. I don't expect a ton of drama with the current commits. I know that's been the pressing issue for folks in the AMA that I started earlier this morning. Pretty much I've talked to just about every commit in the 2026 class. Still waiting to hear back from a few, but the ones that I have not talked to today have either already told me or have put out some kind of social media announcement that they are locked in with Ole Miss. Ben and I are going to talk about just kind of what that means, how, you know, just some prospects, commits weren't really affected by this. What could that possibly mean? We'll talk about that. But, yeah, I do expect J.C. Anderson to flip to LSU eventually. I don't know if he'll do it or if he's going to make some big dramatic flip on signing day. That could have been something that he was instructed to do by someone. For the sake of a quote splash, but for now it's not what everybody wants to hear. I know everybody wants to hear about, you know, 5-star flips and late, you know, shot clock flips before signing day. Maybe there could be still a couple names out there. But as of right now, I expect this staff to hold on to the current commits. I believe it's 19 at the moment. Double check that. We're going to get into all of that. 18. I keep forgetting about my man, Jameson Powell, who decommitted yesterday. He was one that was immediately in flux.
Why?
Kudos to him. Consummate professional for a 17-year-old. Was very upfront with me throughout the whole process. And then when Lane Kiffin ultimately officially left and went to LSU, he told me that he was going to have to talk with his parents, talk with his high school coaches. And, is what it is. Guy wants to play for Lane Kiffin, so I expect him to go to LSU as well. But, 18 total commits right now. The blue chip rating is only 39%, but Ole Miss is looking to sign 6 4-stars tomorrow, and a lot of them are on the defensive side of the football, which I think is important. Ben and I have talked a good bit about building up front through the high school ranks on this show the last couple months. And we're going to get into some of those prospects that I think had a real shot to play early and often in their Ole Miss careers. One quick programming note. Craig Tutt, the 4-star safety out of Oakland High School in Murfreesboro, he will be playing for a state championship Saturday night, and I will be in attendance for that one as Oakland takes on Ravenwood trying to go back-to-back. So, Ben, are we good?
I think so.
Okay.
Wait,
is it my end or your end?
It might be your end, but if it's not, just wait. Let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Wait. I think we're good. I think we're good. Ben's here. Zach's here. It's the recruiting show on the eve of signing day. Will Trinidad Chambliss get another year? Still up for debate. It's a waiver process. Honestly, I figure he'll get it. If the question is, do you think he'll be Ole Miss's quarterback next year? Everything is year to year, and he'll be Ole Miss's quarterback through the playoffs. But yes, I think I've figured out our technical issues. I still haven't figured out how to light my office correctly. I'm trying. I even took a course on lighting at Ole Miss. I just don't know how to do it. So if anybody, you know, friends, Mary Beth, Nanny, if you want to come help your boy out, you know how to do musical theater and stuff. I look so pale and the hair is what it is. But it's signing day eve at Ole Miss tomorrow. We'll be signing prospects. I expect J.C. Anderson not to sign with Ole Miss too and end up at LSU. Corey Barber. Craig Tutt is not a Lane Kiffin recruit. But Lane Kiffin is trying to do as much damage as possible to Ole Miss on his way out. So, of course, he's going to try to strip their recruiting class. Of course, he's pre-portaling all his players. And more because of his own pettiness and vengefulness in an effort to, ruin Ole Miss and make just as much to make LSU better. I think like Lane's operating on a different recruiting strategy than even those staffers at LSU are, which are not many Ole Miss guys. So obviously with only a day to go, who would they be recruiting, Zach? But the guys they've been recruiting all year, which is Ole Miss guys. And so far, Ole Miss is, they've lost some, but if you can stay in the top 25, and even if you don't, like I don't believe high school recruiting even matters all that much anymore in terms of the short term, and we all live in the short term now, but still, if you can stay in the top 25, I think everybody would be okay with that, and I still think they're tracking that way.
Yeah, and for the if anybody has any questions about the 2027s that reopened their recruitments, Trey Collins is a defensive guy. Pete Golding recruiting him. He reopened. I talked to him immediately. He said that Ole Miss is still in the mix. He said he's just kind of – and he's a 27. He's got a whole year. So not anything to really freak out too much about, in my opinion. He's an in-state guy. I think Ole Miss will be okay. And then Chavez Dixon, I think he quickly decommitted because he wasn't sure what John Garrison was going to do. Our very own Ben Garrett reported yesterday on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. Join for $1, only $1. Ben reported yesterday that John Garrison has re-upped for a two-year deal. So that could be it. If you made me guess, I don't think Chavez Dixon is tied to Lane Kiffin. I think it was more of a Garrison thing. So we'll see. Again, a 27 guy, he's got a full year. It'll be okay. But yeah, as far as 26, Ben, I think that I think Ole Miss 18 commits right now with Anderson flipping to LSU. I see Ole Miss going 17 for 17 tomorrow. There could be some surprises. I'm sure we'll get into that here momentarily as Ole Miss extended a quick offer last night to an LSU commit. I wrote about him really quick. We'll talk about that as well. But yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty no nonsense. Business as usual signing day for Ole Miss. And I do anticipate Ole Miss continuing to operate through the portal. I don't think the quote portal king being gone is not going to change that. I think, Kiffin was front and center for a lot of this for obvious reasons, because he's the head coach and, you know, everybody does the pictures with him, you know, when they come for visits for portal, whatever. Pete Golding was the backbone of the recruiting machine at Ole Miss. He was someone
that's why that, he got the nod.
Yeah. He was someone that came
in the short term. He's the one that it's a big organization now, folks. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Zach, and I do it all the time. Forgive me. But you're hitting on something that, man, you're absolutely right. It's not just, well, he was doing all the recruiting. It's like organizationally, like you still had the day-to-day business of Ole Miss that had to be done. And that's what Pete did. Like he's the one that said, I'll lead that effort then. Because the scouting and development department is still going to do scouting and development, whether or not Lane Kiffin is flirting with other schools or not. So, like the strategy and all that stuff was coming from Pete. So to keep this thing, like you most wanted to preserve a title chase this year, because you don't know, like, when else are you going to get this opportunity? Some might say then, well, let Lane coach the playoff. That's not an unfair thing to say. But I would argue in return that you can't let LSU's head coach for 2 months pre-portal your players in the same building with them, which he's already doing and doing for the signing class too. That's going to be announced tomorrow. It's just a long way of saying I understand why Ole Miss made the move to Pete Golden, why, frankly, I think Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce had no other choice but to go with Pete Golden, even though Joe Judge might have been a better, step in as CEO in Lane Kiffin's place. Pete was over the whole structure, and at least you could preserve as much of what had been built as possible, knowing that it was going to be a big chunk taken out, a near fatal chunk taken out, some might argue, when Lane leaves. So that's an important point.
And it could be something we just don't know. I haven't talked to Joe Judge in a long time. He may not want the job. I mean, hell, I was wrong. I thought this whole time that Pete didn't want the job.
I knew Pete wanted the job. I reported that on the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, Fleet of 3. Like, that's the thing. Pete Golding, he doesn't need to be dismissed as like Lane Kiffin's defensive coordinator. Yes, this year their defense and efficiency is not what it was last year, but last year they had the best Ole Miss defense in history that set new records in sacks and tackles for loss. And, Zach, they lost three games not because of Pete Golding and that defense that he himself handpicked, but because of offensive incompetency by Lane Kiffin as a double-digit favorite against Kentucky and at Florida.
Yeah, for me, it was a vibes thing. I don't talk to Pete like Ben does. He's around it more than me. I just kind of thought Pete might be kind of, I called him the modern day Bud Foster, just a guy that just wants to coach ball and recruit and be left alone. I do also think some things changed over the last couple of weeks. I think Pete probably got a little pissed off with how things were unfolding and how kind of.
Oh, he did do that. I can tell you that for an absolute fact. Don't beat around it, bro. We both know. We know.
I think he was fed up with all the bullshit. I think the way Kiffin handled everything was, it's about as worse as you could do. I don't think there's a worse way to do it. I've joked that they're going to do case studies on this in journalism classes on the worst PR disaster of all time in athletics. But, I think he saw the opportunity. He has the credentials, the bona fides to be a head coach, and he has the respect of the administration, the players. I mean, you guys heard the audio. People, recorded the meeting they had with Glenn Boyce and Keith Carter. The players were fired up. You could see the players leaving the facility. They were excited. I've said that, too. We'll see the draw tonight when they do the rankings. I know everybody's freaking out. I don't think Ole Miss is going to get punished. The committee, I'm pretty sure, did not punish Tennessee last year when Golish left. I know this is a head coach versus an OC. Everybody wants to do the FSU comparison with Jordan Travis. That was a 4-team playoff, and also the committee had a shot to see Florida State without Jordan Travis for two games, and the offense was absolutely terrible. I don't think Ole Miss is getting punished. I think 11-1. With the wins that Ole Miss has, the way it beat Mississippi State. We made a lot about it on our show last week, Ben, on Hit That Line about game control. Everybody loves that statistic. Ole Miss has been pretty bad in game control numbers because Kiffin was notorious his career. If he knew his C-plus game could win a game, he didn't care. He would just want to get the win. And last week, Ole Miss absolutely obliterated Mississippi State on the road. And look, if you want to be real about it, that was all Pete Golding and the staff preparing for that game. Lane Kiffin wasn't preparing for the Egg Bowl. He wasn't doing a damn thing. He was preparing to leave.
He was preparing to leave, but the man doesn't need to spend all week preparing. Like, this man is a beautiful football mind. Okay, like, it for him, what might take somebody, a normal person, a week, he could probably have done in about 18 hours, to be honest with you. So the idea that, like, come on now. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but he's great at what he does. We wanted to make sure to knock off some answers. And as I'm looking at myself in the camera again, somebody help me figure out this lighting, man. My prepubescent mustache, because I hadn't gotten to get up and get ready. The wife's car crapped out this morning, Zach. So I had to go. I just jumped up, had to go get it fixed. Lane Kiffin does. Do you think Lane Kiffin has to worry about those kind of problems? His wife calls and says, "Hey, I need a new battery in my car." I don't think he wants to worry about those problems.
Well, he doesn't have a wife. Maybe his ex-wife does, but
well, he's with right. He and Layla reconciled. I don't want to get it, but I'm just making a joke. It's like, us little people have little people problems.
We were both out getting batteries this morning. I was getting double A's. You were getting a car battery.
Yeah, and I did not realize what happened to $50 car batteries, dude. This was $300.
Oh God.
My God, I don't have $300. I don't make $9 million a year now, $12 million. Ole Miss was going to pay you $13.5 million. It's not about money. I know what it is about, the logo. I wanted to answer some questions. We wanted to, me and Zach, we write for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fayetteville 3. We wanted to answer some questions about signing day tomorrow, set up Ole Miss and Pete Golding and company out of the finish. And I want to knock some of these out that I see in the chat. Travis A1987 asks, when will be Pete Golding's introductory press conference? We haven't heard word on a press conference, but he's going to be speaking at the basketball game tonight, the Ole Miss basketball game, I think at halftime. And I think we're supposed to get in the media afterwards. I'm not sure, though. But he's going to talk to the crowd there for Ole Miss Miami, which is a huge basketball game. Completely overshadowed in this is Chris Beard and that team that trying to bounce back from a rough go of it. But this is a big game tonight, he's supposed to be talking.
Speaking of hoops, also completely overshadowed, Coach Yo and the ladies are just absolutely destroying people right now. Haven't gotten a chance to see them play live yet, but hey, both men and women, the common denominator there is length. I mean, both teams, I know Ole Miss lost twice last week out west, but I like what I've seen thus far. And it's going to take a second to mesh with the portal players and all getting used to playing together. They let it slip away against Utah. Iowa's a damn good team. They got a lottery pick in Sturts. And, you know, that's just kind of a tip your cap type game when the dude fills it up like that. The Utah game, that one should not have gotten away. That one's going to hurt because Utah's bad. That's going to be a bad resume blemish. But, confirmed tonight. Keith Carter already confirmed it. Pete will be there at the game. I would imagine it's halftime, like Ben said. I thought today would be the press conference for Pete, but maybe it's tomorrow because there's still
I think Pete's not about the cameras, man. It might not work. It might not work because it is going to be a difference. But when that man gets behind the camera, he's going to tear it up. He's fun, but he's a ball coach now, and this dude cares about this place. So I don't know if Pete Golding's going to win. It was going to be damn near impossible to replicate the success of Lane Kiffin in the last 6 years at Ole Miss. However, if Pete Golding can get even remotely close, what an incredible story it will be. And just know that instead of somebody that just constantly wanted to hit it and quit it, my gosh, man, you could very well, like this dude just wants to, you know, take care of the thing you love the most, and that's Ole Miss football. So that's one question. We got another one came here that says, do you think Ole Miss will still get a playoff game at home? Legitimate question. If it were uniform criteria, right, that decided these things and not stuffy old men in suits that are only worried about the money that's going into their pockets and not ensuring that as much of that is on the table for them as possible, I would say there's no chance. I mean, they of course would host a home playoff game. But now I think it's going to be a consideration. And if it does happen, which I don't think it will, but if it does, it'd be an absolute travesty, Zach. Hey, travesty.
You want to get the National Signing Day fireworks kicked off early?
Yes.
So before we started the show, in my backyard, Vanderbilt, big waves flipped Jared Curtis from Georgia, number one quarterback, 5-star.
Wait. Say that. Wait, let's start that again. Wait, what?
Vanderbilt, the Vanderbilt Commodores.
They got done with Jared Curtis.
So now Jared Curtis just tweeted out, our very own Jake Thompson sent it to me. Jared Curtis said, quote, don't know where all this is coming from. Haven't had a chance to talk to either school yet. I'll keep y'all posted. Like, Rivals official Twitter account tweeted it out. Hayes Fawcett tweeted it out. And now he's saying, hold on.
I thought you were about to tell me that almost flipped somebody or something today, right? When we were talking.
But I mean, this is a big deal. Like Vandy's first ever, you know, 5-star commit, highest rated, you know, prospect ever. And now he's like, hold on. So I just checked with our Georgia guy, Jeremy Johnson, to make sure it was a real Twitter account. And he just said, quote, I have no idea what this kid's doing at this point. LOL.
So it's signing day. And again, tomorrow, whatever happens tomorrow, I think Ole Miss is still going to end up with a top 25 class. And for considering where this was all headed, had they not gotten resolution, that's what's so crappy, man. I mean, maybe they'd have signed the class.
That's the other thing, too.
Like, had Auburn won the Iron Bowl and Ole Miss gone to the SEC title game and Lane got what he wanted, which is kicked the can down the road for another week, which was exactly what would have happened. Ole Miss would have signed the 19th class, not lost Corey Barber and J.C. Anderson on Wednesday. But the minute he left for LSU, which he was always going to do, they could have immediately been released of their NLIs. And, like, the thing you were celebrating on Wednesday is making you sad on Friday. And let's just be honest, high school recruiting impact isn't what it used to be. So, again, you just got to hold serve tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's it got lost in all this when everybody's talking about the calendar and how it's so screwed up with, you know, and I agree, yep, but nobody talked about signing day because it's not as big of a deal as it was 10 mm-hmm. years ago. But, yeah, I was telling people that last week. I was like, you know, Kiffin's going to make a decision one way or the other, and then it's signing day in 3 days.
Yep.
So, like, these kids that choose to decommit, they got to find somewhere to go in 3 days or wait until February. Well, I guess they have until Friday this week. But, like, if you can't find a spot, then you got to kick the can down the road to February, and then mm-hmm. who the hell knows who's got a spot by then. A lot of these kids have already, you know, taken their finals. They're done. They're looking to enroll somewhere in January. I mean, you've done it. I've done it. We've all, you know, applied to college. I mean, that's a very, you know, it's not a couple boxes you check and then you're in. Like, that's a process. So, like, I don't envy the parents that have to deal with, you know, this child that couldn't get his way and threw a huge fit. So he leaves, you know, the week of signing day to where all these prospects have to, you know, potentially find a new home. I mean, just a long line of just what a piece of shit move it was. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
But we're gonna maybe upset some people with the language. I'm sorry, but there's really
I don't care about the language. I mean, we're adults here, even though I look like a 15-year-old to a lot of you that's been clowning me online. I'm 40. So 39. All right, fine. I'm 39. But I'm rounding up. I'm like, I'm in my age 40 year. I don't know. I don't know how the math works. But yeah, but like the languages, but like, I'm not, this isn't about Lane Kiffin anymore. He just made it about himself for 2 weeks. It's about what is here and now for Ole Miss. And now they can actually move on with the business of Ole Miss. And we have a lot of questions we're going to get to. Joseph King has one, any OC names. I've got it something specifically for that. Before I do all that though, let me tell you first about this QR code, by the way. There we go. That QR code right there. My sister-in-law, she just made some merch based off of the Lane Kiffin stuff. She's been going through it. She's going through a fertility journey. I love her very much. It's going to pay for that. She also has dealt with some other hardship. And the rest, whatever else, it would go to the Grove Collective. Nothing to me. This is just, I love my sister-in-law, and I so want her to be able to fulfill a dream of being a mother. So that's what that QR code is. If you want to buy some Lane Kiffin merch for her that she created, it's her site, it's her everything, nothing to do with me outside of I love her and it's great merch. So if you want to buy that, that's what that is. Also, we're brought to you every time we come on by Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space than Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. If you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance coverage, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group offers regular health, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement plans. He's an Ole Miss grad. He services 35 different carriers. It'll make sure that you're in the right plan for you and your family. Just give him a call today, 601-953-8449. 8449 or visit his website at quoteswithdrew.com. Also, BNA Bank, my hometown bank here in New Albany, branches in New Albany and Tupelo. If it was hard for you to become an adult like it was for me, as far as being a financially responsible person, I can tell you there are no better friends than my friends at BNA Bank, because most of them are people I grew up with, graduated high school with, love them to death, and they've helped me stop being stupid. So BNA Bank will help you not be stupid too. 662-534-8171, 662-534-8171. Also, Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title, they've served Oxford for over 20 years. Zach Bonner and his team, call them today if you're buying a condo, climbing the property ladder, upsizing, downsizing, whatever it may be, criminal defense, Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title. And one more I gotta get to, because they've been awesome to us, as well as myfranchise.net. Andy Ludicky is here to help you if you're sick of your job, ready to leave the corporate rat race, want to diversify, build wealth. leave a legacy, have a job, or just looking for a side hustle. My Perfect Franchise and Andy Luhe are here to help. He's a franchise consultant, helps people find franchises that fit their skill sets, passions, financial requirements. And let's be honest, this has been a hard year as far as like job loss and that kind of stuff. It's been one of the hardest since like 2009 or something. And I would advise anybody and everybody, talk to my guy, Andy, because if you're tired of fighting that corporate battle, rat race, whatever, you just want to try and swing and shoot your shot, holler at Andy, man. Andy will help you out. MyPerfectFranchise.net, 404-973-9901. That's 404-973-9901. Any OC names? Buster Faulkner from Georgia Tech's one to keep an eye on. John David Baker at East Carolina's one we're keeping an eye on. He is interested, I've been told, is John David Baker. And Charlie Weiss could coach the playoffs. I would be surprised if that ultimately happens, though, just because of the messiness it could potentially create. What other stuff are you hearing about OC guys?
Faulkner's is the big one. Always liked what he's done over the years with Georgia Tech. All due respect to Haynes King. He has gotten every single ounce out of that dude over the past couple of years. I think Haynes King's played hurt a lot, and he still put up big numbers. But I think a guy like Buster Faulkner, who was a quarterback's coach, quality control guy at Georgia, that for me, that's kind of a college football proverb. If Kirby Smart hires you, you're probably good at something. I think that says a lot about him. He's been an OC at several different spots: Murray State, Valdosta State, Arkansas State, Middle Tennessee, Southern Miss, and then he's been at Georgia Tech since 2023. With Brent Key. Brent Key, another guy that's well respected in the industry. If you can work for Brent Key, I think you can work for anybody. John David Baker makes a lot of sense. I know people are getting kind of, you know, grumpy about the quote retread. I looked up the numbers for ECU this year. I haven't watched a lot of Pirates, but pretty damn good. He's had a pretty solid year so far. ECU's ninth in first downs, 12th in third down conversions, 14th total offense, 15th in passing offense, 25th in scoring, 41st in rushing, and 42nd in team passing efficiency. ECU had that big win over Memphis earlier this year when they were, I believe, a double-digit underdog. He knows a thing or two. He knows the scheme. He knows the system. He's familiar with some of the players on the roster. Not that that really matters all too much, but it doesn't hurt. That's kind of the main one. I put a list out there of just some kind of, you know, familiarity with what Golding has with certain coaches across the country that he's been around or been on staffs with. One that's interesting to me is Jake Spavadal at Baylor. He is a guy that coached Johnny Manziel when he won the Heisman Trophy. He's been a little bit of he's been kind of everywhere. He was with Cal, with Justin Wilcox. This year he was at Baylor. Baylor's offense was pretty damn good. I'm still, like you said, Charlie Weiss, it's still up in the air. Is he going to come back? I know you've heard it. I've heard it. Golding's going to do his best to try to pitch him to stay. I don't know if it's going to work. Like Ben said, it could get messy because, again, you're going to deal with a temper tantrum from somebody in Baton Rouge. And maybe Pete just doesn't want to deal with all that. Maybe he wants to hire his own guy. You know, no disrespect to Charlie. They've worked together since, what, 22? So, I don't think it's – Pete doesn't like Charlie. I think it's just he might just want to go get someone for himself. I've had some people ask me in the AMA, and for those that are in the AMA that might be waiting on me to get back to you, I'll get back to you when the show's over. People have asked me about like scheme. What kind of style offense does Pete want? Is he going to want one that's a little more slower paced? I don't think that matters. He's coached at Ole Miss since 22. He's adjusted to this tempo. It's pretty much what everybody does now. Like, I don't think that's going to matter. I don't think he's going to try to slow things down or change the offense because of, you know, the roster first and foremost. You got to cater to the roster a little bit. And I mean, he was at Alabama when Nick Saban got out of the ice age and adjusted his offense. So it's kind of all he knows right now for the last, you know, I don't know, 6-7 years. He's been used to this kind of style of offense. So I don't think that matters. Kiffin ran the up-tempo here and there last year, and Pete had the best defense in program history and arguably one of the best in the country last year next to Ohio State. So I don't think a scheme change is coming. I think he's first and foremost, he's going to go get the right guy that he thinks is the best fit for Ole Miss, and then he will let that person have the autonomy to run whatever offense that they see fit. But yeah, I think it's going to continue to be the up-tempo spread option, you know, kind of it's all like a amalgamation of all these things. Like, it was funny when, you know, Kiffin, you know, made Chris Lowe do that tweet about Charlie Weiss being a Broyles finalist and was like, this is Kiffin's offense. Like, okay, first of all, it's not your offense. You've just taken like 3 or 4 and just added a bunch of pieces that you like. And, you know, you have this Frankenstein's monster type of offense of like the veer and shoot. You got the spread option. You've got zone read. You've got some pro concepts that you got from when you're at SC with Pete Carroll. Like, it's all different kinds of stuff. It's not like you invented this offense. So long-winded answer, Ben, of kind of got to wait and see right now, because John David Baker makes a lot of sense. You know, Buster Faulkner, again, highly respected dude in the industry, guy that would, you know, anybody would want to hire. So yeah, I think it's a little bit of wait and see. I know people are getting a little restless. I have to remind people, you know, it's barely been 48 hours, give or take. Oh, you're on mute.
I said it was Sunday. Now it's like Tuesday mid morning, or now it's lunch. Lunchtime drive, talk of champions. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, True Moke. Yeah, it's been like just a couple of days, and like everything is happening all at one time, and it's unfortunate. To answer that first question before we jump to Joseph King here, because it's a great one. We were talking about recruiting here with Zach Berry, my recruiting analyst baller friend at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Sign up today for $1. That's where we are all day, every day. And thank you all for the incredible support y'all have shown for us through the Ole Miss Spirit. And the signups, it's the numbers. It's been insane.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be that. And it just shows you all this family, the community is real, man. It's a shame that Lane Kiffin didn't value that at all, you know?
Hellacious run to end November. Top 10 across the industry, across the network. A ton of new signups. So yeah, shout out to you guys for jumping on board and getting with us. Shout out to The Athletic for being kind enough to offer a full year access. Fantastic. I've been a subscriber for a couple of years now. It's great work over there. So yeah, On3 and Rivals to partner with them. That's a no brainer to sign up, because you get access to all the great work that we do and what everybody else in the network does, but then you get The Athletic as well. So not bad.
Yeah. Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/get_terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Ole Miss fans, For better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend Free Pouches, with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Good point. Thank you for that, Zach. To answer this question, before I get to Joseph King, another question came from Lori. She said, is the committee really going to drop y'all out of the playoff? There's no chance. They did, there's no chance. Could they play games and give Ole Miss like a really hard opponent that they otherwise should be able to avoid in the first round, like an Alabama coming to their place? Absolutely. But there's no chance they're dropping out. I could even see them if they really wanted to be unethical and just kind of crappy about it, like put Ole Miss on the road when no others with their resume is by far one of the best of all the playoff teams outside of Ohio State, and we're going to pretend like this is a team without Lane Kiffin. Like that, what a way to shortchange Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy and William Echols, Cam Franklin, man. Let's go through the offensive line that's been so good. Diego Pounds, Patrick Kudus, who people were dogging. And, man, now that guy won the whole trophy here in Mississippi. Y'all people out there for LSU and stuff, y'all don't even know what the whole trophy is. That matters here. Congratulations to Patrick Kudus. Bryson Sanders, first year starting. Man, he was fed up, I'm sure, with having all the attention taken away from him. Meanwhile, he was the starting center for every single game for an 11-1 team headed for a championship. So you're saying they're nothing, they're lesser than because Lane Kiffin isn't here? Just put them where they belong, where they deserve to be. And in my opinion, that is no lower than number 5, but I'm recognizing that you're going to be yourselves. So at least let them host their home playoff game and don't send Alabama over here because let's be honest, Ole Miss deserves an opportunity. Ole Miss wants to spot the ball anyway, and I'd put them against anybody, even Alabama. Alabama impressing me. Just like treat them as they deserve to be treated, which is one of the best teams in college football this year that will absolutely be in the playoff. Now, to Joseph King, Zach, how many slots will be left for February signing day?
I mean, Ole Miss hasn't really done anything in February the last couple cycles. It could be different with Pete. That all kind of depend on who's available. A lot of guys that are in February, it's a risk because you're not reporting until the summer. I think sometimes you're not going to want to waste NIL dollars on players like that because it's a risk. You're not up to speed. I mean, we see the difference in, Winston Watkins showed up in the spring, and he's a huge part of the offense because of it. And he'll tell you that. And then you look on the flip side, somebody like Caleb Cunningham, who I think he would tell you if you asked him, he regrets it because he was behind the eight ball a little bit, and it's taken him some time to get his feet underneath him. So that's the big risk you run there. It's a possibility for guys that you might think are a developmental piece that, hey, you can talk them into coming, buying their time, and maybe see what you can get after 1 or 2 years, and then maybe they're ready. But it's kind of hard to put an actual number on it in terms of how many, quote, spots. I don't know. The whole landscape's different with the portal, so that's the main concern, is leaving spots open for the portal, keeping that powder dry to go and get difference makers out of the portal. Just real quick on the college football playoff thing. If Ole Miss was left out of the field entirely, Greg Sankey.
I just want to say that you know when Zach's fired up because he's – I want to just say. And then he just kind of – the brow furrows. Dude, and then he just starts in. I just want us to all take a seat. I'm not going to interrupt you, sir. You have the floor completely. Go as long as you need to. But when, I feel like Zach's about to – like we're in your congregation, sir. You preach. Go.
No, I'm just – like Greg Sankey would commit so many felonies if an 11-1 SEC team was left out of the field entirely. I don't think Ole Miss will be affected too much because of all the things I said earlier. 11-1 SEC, you have huge wins on the road. You beat Oklahoma on the road, a team in Oklahoma that beat Alabama on the road. You have a better resume than Oregon, even though Oregon's ahead of you. So, yeah, you probably should be 5. I think Ole Miss is going to be 6 or 7. And then, look, it's going to all shake out in the wash anyway. You've got conference title games this week. If you're an Ole Miss fan, you want Georgia to beat the absolute dog shit out of Alabama. I mean, you want an absolute just shellacking in the Mercedes-Benz. I mean, you want Georgia to embarrass Alabama, get them out of the way. But, yeah, don't worry about that. I know people are out there doing that, like Chris Felica was doing it on Twitter the other day. He needs to just stick to, you know, winning, you know, picking winners at like a 35% clip or whatever. Couldn't possibly sniff what we do at Hit That Line. But yeah, it's not going to happen. Heather Dinich from ESPN is really tied in with the committee. She said as much. I just don't see it happening. I don't think you can punish Ole Miss at 11-1. Like, there's no way. I know Kiffin left, and he's a big part of the program, and that's, you know, I'm not disputing that. Lane Kiffin as a play caller is probably one of, if not the best in the game, but you still got the entire offense, still got other coaches on staff. I mean, Joe Judge is there. Fisher Ray was a big one to keep on staff as well. He's a big part of that quarterback room. And then, yeah, I mean, Ole Miss has, you know, knock on wood here, they've held strong in the, you know, in the training room, avoided a lot of injuries. It's a healthy team. And, you know, Auburn fumbles away that game, and you luckily miss out. In my opinion, I think it would have been unfortunate to play in the SEC title game because then, you know, you play Georgia. If you don't play well or if you lose, you give the committee some other reason to knock you down, and you have to, you know, prep for another week. And you probably didn't get any finality with Lane Kiffin. It just would have been a whole circus for another week. You avoid that. You get all this time to rest, get treatment, and get ready for next weekend. Or I guess is it next weekend or 2 weeks? Next weekend, right? December 19th or 20th is when the game will happen. I don't know. Calendars don't really matter around the holidays.
I'm muted. I keep muting myself so I won't interrupt you. But like I seriously, yesterday it came as a shock to me. I was messing around on my phone, sitting there with the wife. I put up the Christmas tree like November 3rd, November 1. My daughters were not going to allow that Christmas tree not to go up. And
November
I
November 1?
Dude, yeah. Like Halloween was over and Riley's like, my 9-year-old who is one of the funniest human beings to ever exist. She goes, Daddy, it's time to put the Christmas tree up. And I'm like, all right then. You know, let's get it up. Like, who cares? You want to? My girls are making my girls happy. She was ready to see the two elves on the shelf come in. You know, she's like, "Where's Twinkle and Buttercup?"
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
"I don't know. You got to write it to Santa." And sure enough, they showed up. They got a shoe train out there. But like, I didn't realize it was December until sitting with my wife. Went, "Oh my gosh, it's December 1." And it legitimately shocked the hell out of me. Sleepy Joe, Ben, his presser is tomorrow at 2. Jake just reported it. Jake is Jake Thompson, who works with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Philly Devon 3, sign up today for $1. Thank you, Sleepy Joe. He's on our board, longtime friend to the Ole Miss Spirit, and we'd love for you to be a friend for us as well. The Ole Miss Spirit, again, you can try us out for just $1. That makes sense. He'll speak at the basketball game tonight. Don't take any attention away from Chris Beard and them, who have a huge matchup against Miami. I mean, they need to bounce back. Let him do his pep talk to the halftime crowd there, fire people up. And he, like the Ole Miss head coach always, and I've been doing this for almost 20 years now, the Ole Miss coach, and I've covered every one of them, has, since I've been in this business, has held a 2 p.m. Signing day press conference to talk about the signing class. The last few years, it's been what it is because it doesn't matter as much. But then, so Pete Golding's went from, yeah, tell us about Corey Barber, who's not going to sign, but maybe tell us about what pick a player that's going to sign with Ole Miss tomorrow, Iverson McCoy or NASCAR McCoy is a good one. NASCAR McCoy, tell us about him. He's going to instead be asked about becoming the next head coach, the 44th, I can't remember, head coach in Ole Miss history. So that press conference, holding it for then makes a ton of sense. So thank you for that. I've been talking. I was on with Jonathan Coachman earlier. Now I'm talking to all y'all. I haven't looked at my phone much.
Wait, the coach?
Yeah, the coach. I was on with the coach. That's why you said you wanted to start. You're like, I'm ready when you are. And I'm sitting there talking to the coach. I was mostly talking about wrestling, dude. I was like, I just want to cut a, like, I wish that I'd have been able to cut a true promo. If everything's wrestling, and Lane was able to cut his promo. Dude, let me cut my promo in the middle of a squared circle. Problem is, I'm long-winded. I would like. There's no way I could keep it for like 3 minutes, you know? I'm supposed to give my testimony at church on Sunday, bro, for our Christmas program. Your boy's in the choir. And I told them, sure. But here's the problem with that, all right? How am I – they said, you got 4 minutes. How am I supposed to get the way I talk into 4 minutes? Anybody? Anybody got some advice? You know what Coach said? He said, just write down some bullet points and just riff off of them, essentially. Those two bullet points, and you'll get to 4 minutes like it's nothing, and then they'll play off your music and you leave. Coach is the man, and I've been watching – you know, we're from Mississippi. If you have been watching wrestling, I mean, come on, it's Mississippi, you know? So I know the coach Raw is war, so it was cool to talk to.
Hey, all right, so Ole Miss football just put out a graphic for the historic season that Kewan Lacy's having, so that's funny on the timing on that.
So finally, finally somebody, because somebody has a question about Kewan and Trinidad, and we'll talk about it, because that is a recruiting issue, and I've been trying to keep this to recruiting because Zach is here to talk recruiting, and he's the best at it, but so much is happening at one time. But at least – somebody, because the head coach wasn't doing it, is finally promoting the Doak Walker Award finalist. Mm-hmm. Yes, the timing is interesting because people are worried about Kewan, but I don't think there's anybody of consequence. I find it incredibly hard to believe that there will be a single player that was a part of 5 a.m. runs, bro, in June, running stair steps, doing up-downs, man. Like, they're going to give up the thing they've been chasing for – not just this year, their entire lives, a title chase. You're 3 wins away voluntarily out of some loyalty to Kiffin. Plus, guys, let's call it what it is. They're employees of Ole Miss now. Y'all wanted to be paid, and they are, and they're paid fairly. This is not harsh. It's just the truth. Like, dude, if you don't fulfill your contractual obligations, Ole Miss has no reason to pay you. Has no reason to – like, if you don't play in the playoffs, Ole Miss ain't going to pay you that money, so they're going to get their money. And at the end of the season, it was year-to-year anyway. Yes, of course, Lane Kiffin is going to come after Trinidad Chambliss and Kewan Lacy and all of them. But Ole Miss has agency too now, and Walker Jones has more of a relationship with Kewan Lacy than even Lane Kiffin. So let's stop pretending that it's about anything other than what it is, and that's Mama Dollar and Papa Dollar, as Jimmy Stewart would say in It's a Wonderful Life. All right, back to recruiting Joseph King. How many wide receivers do we sign then? I think that's I think they would just like to sign what they have, and if they get some surprises, great. Because somebody asked about flips. How many do they have committed now wide receiver wise? Because I don't think they're going to be necessarily an addition or two tomorrow.
Well, right now, zero.
Zero. Yep. I thought it was none after, especially after Corey and them. Yeah, I thought it was none. It could be zero tomorrow, but Ole Miss is not going to be hurting for wide receivers.
Ole Miss offered Kervin Johnson last night. He's from Tioga High School in Louisiana. He's committed to LSU.
Awesome. Pettiness back and forth, man. Because Lane Kiffin, don't get it twisted. Lane Kiffin is only trying to take the Ole Miss class he's been recruiting for, or he thinks he's been the reason they signed for 3 years. And he's gotten some guys like J.C. Anderson is a Lane guy. Corey Barber is a Lane guy. And, well, more of a George McDonald guy, and George McDonald went with Lane. That's how you explain that one. Yeah. All right, J.C. Anderson, Joe Cox is at LSU. That explains that one. But Lane just wants to pick apart and make it as painful for Ole Miss as possible because he's petty that they wouldn't let him coach the playoffs, which they obviously couldn't do because he would have picked apart their roster for 2 months. As LSU's head coach, it being in the same room with Kewan Lacy all day, every day, I think Ole Miss would be better off taking his chances without him in the room to try to retain Kewan Lacy, which they were already going to have to do anyway, rather than have that influence all day, every day. That's the consideration with Charlie Weiss, too. It's like, do you really want him to coach the playoffs when if Trinidad gets his waiver, which is no guarantee, that's completely up in the air. I don't know if he gets it or not. I think he will. Do you want Charlie saying, all right, well, this is what we're going to do next year in Baton Rouge? That's insane. So, of course, he couldn't coach, dude. So I wouldn't worry about the number of wide receivers or any position, quite frankly, that Ole Miss signs tomorrow for a myriad reasons, not the least of which high school recruiting is muted anyway. You can't fall flat on your face. It's like the blue chip percentage needs to be better. But my gosh, man, we're arguing semantically, but Ole Miss's formula hasn't been the best high school class. It's been the best transfer class and allocation of resources of anybody else. And if they can continue to do that, they're going to continue to be successful. And the one position where they've been the best at that is wide receiver, Zach.
Yeah. And like I said, Kervin Johnson got the offer. To me, I wouldn't worry about stars here. He plays 4A ball in Louisiana, pretty good competition. But
we've always said they, like everyone has said that all along. They would have built a statue for him. They wanted to build a statue for him, even had he left for LSU after this season was over. If they would have finished it, if he would have said, come out and been honest. He's refused to be honest.
He won a title, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If he would have, like, so if he wins a title at Ole Miss, to start this, said, listen, I am the only thing I'm concerned about. I have no control over the calendar. That's not my business. I have no control over the portal, the high school recruiting thing, how many teams that might come after me. Of course, I'm a human. I will listen to any opportunity because I could be fired tomorrow. We all acknowledge that, right? Brian Kelly was fired after 3 with $54 million. They're not guaranteed anything. But I am not going to focus on any of that or give that any oxygen until this ride with Ole Miss is over. I'm committed to this 11-1 team winning a title. Look at how good this team is. Kewon, Lacey, Doak, but instead, and won that title, they'd have built a statue, go to LSU, thank you for your service. Instead, you wanted to go about it your way, which is keeping up with the Kardashians and burning the house down. So sorry that you can't do it, right? So let's stop pretending like it's any more than that. But of course, no one's denying that Ole Miss would have kept him. They put up a lot. That's what we're telling you. You're going to have to put up with a lot of things. And you say right now, just as Ole Miss did, yeah, we'll do it. And Ole Miss was willing to continue to do it. But as you're seeing more and more, as more stuff comes out about Lane Kiffin, you got to understand what you're signing up for. Ole Miss understood that. It was just desperately saying, please don't do what you always do. And he did. He did. Because a leopard can't change its spots, which is a much better thing to say. That PC was bizarre. It was very strange. But yeah, like as far as tomorrow, here's the question. Will they sign more if they only finish with what they have tomorrow? And that's like number 21 on three today. Do you think they'll still add more? Because it's not like it ends tomorrow. They could still add more. I expect the most of them to sign. There's still the February period, but I'm saying, like, could you see some even more commitment signatures start coming in later on in the week as guys that maybe were supposed to sign Wednesday don't and take their time? I think Ole Miss could then add in that way. What do you think?
Sure. And also because you've got – if other coaching changes happen, then players can get out of, you know, their NLI and can move around because the clock, you know, restarts when a coach – you know, leaves. I think it's going to be mostly focused on the portal. Because I mean, this isn't a real cycle for Pete Golding as a head coach. Like this is, you know, he's got 2 days and then he's got to get ready for a college football playoff game. And if you're Pete Golding and Ole Miss, you hope that you're getting ready for another one in a couple weeks. And then you hope that you're getting ready for another one the following week, that's the main focus, I think, for Pete Golding. I think that's why he was named the head coach, because he's going to put the players first. He's going to put the program first. He's not going to worry about how signing day looks for him. He's not going to care about a press conference. He's not going to care about, you know, what he's doing, you know, at yoga the morning of signing day. He doesn't care. But, yeah, it's not like – I know it's not a sexy answer to say I don't know, but we really don't know anything because – the staff's not completed yet. And I think it would be a much different answer for you if Ole Miss was 7-5 or 8-4. And then you have, you know, some random bowl game down the line. This is different. It's a college football playoff. It's the best season ever in the history of the program. 11-1, never been done. You've got two Heisman caliber players on offense. You've got a defense that has been lights out since the Georgia game. You've got a hungry roster that, in my opinion, has been galvanized through all this. I think the players want to stick it to Lane Kiffin and not only win the first one, but win out, win the whole damn thing. Obviously, you want to do that as a competitor. You want to do that as a college football athlete, but even more so now because your coach just up and left. And not only up and left, he went to LSU. And, you know, maybe they do build him a statue if he just handles it like an adult and says, hey, I'm just going to take this job. Sorry. But when you drag it out and you do this whole charade for 5-6 weeks of, I don't really know what I want to do. And then you do all the other stuff where you're being petty. You're too much of a coward to come out of your office to tell the players yourself. Then, you know, the AD and the chancellor tell you like, hey, stop being a baby, come out here and do it like a man. And then you do. And then everybody's like, man, just get out of here. Like, we don't want to hear from you anyway. That really, you know, that kind of dampens the mood and dampens, you know, your whole tenure as a head coach. You know, easily the most impactful and successful coach in the history of the program. I know Johnny Vaught has some national championships and SEC titles to have an argument, but different era. And I think Kiffin has really elevated the Ole Miss program, but man, just could not have done it worse on the way out. Like just a complete bag fumble by him to just act the way he did. So yeah, I think right now Pete Golding, you know, these 17 commits have his full attention. And you could see it. You can hear it when I talk to them. They tell me, hey, I'm locked in. I'm not going anywhere. I'm with Pete. I'm with the rest of the guys that are on staff. You know, the quarterback from Westlake High School in Texas, Reese Wise, he put out a tweet today, said he wasn't going anywhere. You know, these guys are all in. So I think that these 17 commits that Ole Miss is looking to sign tomorrow, maybe there are a couple other ones that they flip. You've got a couple, you know, I mentioned Kervin Johnson. Pretty good if you're going to steal somebody late, 6'3", 200 pounds, 1,350 yards receiving, 16 touchdowns as a senior. It's pretty good in 4A ball in Louisiana. But then on top of that, Ole Miss is still trying to go after Micah Nickerson, the edge from South Pike in Mississippi. He's committed to Missouri. Mississippi State's trying to get him. Ole Miss is trying to get him. You've got him still on the board. Jace Matthews, what's he going to do? Is he going to stick with Auburn? Is he going to stick with Alex Golish? Or is he going to maybe give Ole Miss a shot and try to, you know, flip and go to Ole Miss and hang out with his cousin Dante Moncrief. You've got Tavian Branch that's still out there. He's still considering Ole Miss. He's considering Auburn. He just did an OV there. He's also told me that he's still considering Penn State and Virginia Tech. I think that might just be some window dressing there. I think that might just be for some extra hats on the table. That's just my opinion. I think it's going to come down to Auburn or Ole Miss for Tavian Branch. Jaden Hill, radio silent. I talked to him the week, the Florida game. He was in town for Florida game. He said Ole Miss was very much in it. They're pushing. I'm not sure if he went to – no, he didn't go to the Egg Bowl because he had North half title game that night. So he's probably more concerned about winning another state championship for Tupelo, but Ole Miss would like to add Jaden Hill. I don't know if they're going to push for him because they already have two running backs in this class that they really like. So, yeah, very long-winded answer there, Ben. But, yeah, I think probably looking at 17 signees tomorrow and then maybe one or two surprises.
Bottom line is Ole Miss's wide receiver groups. Is to kind of round this out, we got to get out of here. This is this edition of Talk of Champions. I'm about talked out in my plumber who's coming here to fix. Because, see, we got real-world problems in Albany, Mississippi, in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got legitimate problems. We got to fix the plumbing. I had to get my wife's car fixed. That made me late to talk to Jonathan Coachman. I wonder if the now 12 a man that's getting making the same money as Kirby Smart, I wonder if he has these kind of problems. I don't know how it works, but I do know this. Ole Miss can now worry about the only problems that are the business of Ole Miss, and that includes signing day tomorrow. And while I think wide receivers, maybe they sign zero, but they also have a room that they feel they have a very good chance to retain. Yes, it's going to be Lane Kiffin and LSU's coming for it, but like Deuce Alexander has multiple years of eligibility. Caden Lee has another year. Now, will they try to poach Caden Lee? Of course they'll try to poach Caden Lee. Would Austin Simmons follow Lane Kiffin too? Do you want, is Austin Simmons going to be retained? I also know Caden, him and his family, and I know how much he loves this place, and a lot of people that love him and are really responsible for bringing him in are still here. So while he might be a poach candidate, he could come back potentially if he doesn't go to the NFL. That wide receiver room, you haven't even seen Caleb Cunningham yet. And Caleb Cunningham is going to be a damn good player. Winnie Watkins is going to be a guy, I think, one of the leading candidates to go with Lane to LSU after the playoff. I don't think Ole Miss has to worry about anybody leaving for the playoff. If they do, that says more about them than anything else. That would be
the dumbest.
Last thing
before we leave, everybody keeps asking about it. Winston Watkins and Kewon Lacy. Regardless of what happens, the Grove Collective will have a say. Just take some solace in that. I'm telling you, Walker Jones and them, they will make sure that those dudes play for Ole Miss next year. And look, I through the grapevine, I don't think Winston Watkins is a huge fan of Lane Kiffin. That's what I'm hearing. So, a lot of chatter after the Egg Bowl of a lot of people. You know, one way or the other, saying, man, that dude doesn't care about us. He only cares about himself. So, who knows? Money always talks, so we'll see. But the good news is Ole Miss has a lot of money to play with. So.
Yes, and it has first negotiating rights, like the rights of first refusal, and it's year to year anyway. I don't think you have to worry about anything for the playoffs. Let theoretical problems be theoretical problems. I think Ole Miss right now can focus about what's here and now, and that's potentially a title. Isn't that what you Ole Miss fan have always wanted and were desperate for? Unfortunately, you've been robbed of that celebration for two years, honestly. LSU didn't come knocking to him 3 years ago. It really bothered him. But now he gets to go be introduced to LSU's head coach, and he can say to everyone, I told you so. For some reason, he feels like he has everything still to prove, and yet he bailed when he had 3 wins away from the title that would have vindicated him in everything he said. Instead, he's now at LSU, and Ole Miss is having to continue to push forward, and I think Pete Golding and company are going to give it their damnedest. Do I think Ole Miss wins a title? Probably not, but if they do, what a story it would be, and what a story signing day will be one way or another, because at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Pete Golding will give his first press conference as Ole Miss head coach, and boy, it'll be way more than recruiting. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. Follow or check out the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. I'm very tired, guys. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Affiliate of All in 3. Sign up today for just $1. My thanks to Riverland Roofing, Billy Landis and Company. I love y'all to death. RiverlandRoofing.com, 662-644-4297. B&A Bank, Carolyn Brownson, Whit Spencer, my peoples. Love y'all. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, my dude. Andy Ludicky, My Perfect Franchise, on and on. So many people to thank. Tannehill Carmen with my guy, Zach B. Y'all been great to us. Thank you for that. We'd love to see you over at the Ole Miss Spirit. Also at Spirit Ben, at Zach_Berry. We're on the Twitters and the social medias as well. Finally, at least we're talking about Ole Miss football stuff. The playoff is around the corner, but Zach, signing day's tomorrow. They finish with what? Ranked class.
Let's go with 23.
23. Would you take it? I'd take it. Yeah. Yep. That's good. That's fine.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Thank you all. It's been a fun edition. Hang it. I love that. Also, spot the ball. Now it's time to spot the
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.